Welcome to the News with NDTV. It's Thursday, May 9th. In today's episode, Air India Express fires 30 protesting employees, puts the remaining on an ultimatum. Trinamool up in arms against BJP over alleged fake rape cases in Sandesh Khali. A political crisis in Haryana. And Russia accuses the US of meddling in Indian Lok Sabha elections. First up, one of the complainants in the Sandesh Khali sexual assault case withdrew her report and has blamed the Bharatiya Janata Party of coercion. The woman alleges that people linked to the BJP made her sign a blank paper, then wrote a false rape complaint in her name against the Trinamool members. Meanwhile, Trinamool has registered a complaint with the Election Commission against several BJP leaders, including Suvendu Adhikari, leader of the opposition in the assembly, for fabricating rape allegations in the Sandesh Khali matter. The shock twist follows a sting operation that allegedly shows local BJP members accepting that the sexual assault allegations were falsified to ensure people with power allegedly involved in land grabbing and intimidation were arrested promptly. The Trinamool strongman Sheikh Shah Jahan, who was arrested after being on the run for 55 days, is named as an assaulter along with his henchmen in the case, adding to previous and long-standing allegations of land grab and intimidation. Speaking to the media, a Sandesh Khali resident said that the day a team of the National Commission for Women visited the island, a woman named Piali called them to share their complaints. Quote, "I told them that we had not received money as a part of 100-day job scheme. I only wanted the money and had no other complaint. No rape had happened," unquote, said one of the women. The development has intensified the political blame game between the ruling Trinamool and the Bharatiya Janata Party, which has been playing up the Sandesh Khali issue in the election season. BJP spokesperson Priyanka Tibrewal said that Trinamool must understand that there is no use crying over spilled milk. Quote, "Why is the Trinamool responding now? Why were they quiet for 2-3 months? They earlier said the women of Sandesh Khali were lying and now they are saying they were made to lie. Whatever damage had to happen has happened. There is no smoke without fire," unquote, she told NDTV. Trinamool leader Mahua Moitra posted on X and I quote, "BJP candidate of Basirhat, Rekha Patra, alleges that fake victims of Sandesh Khali's sexual assault were taken to Delhi by BJP leaders to meet the president. BJP hatched this entire conspiracy to defame Bengal," unquote. And next, former Haryana Deputy Chief Minister and former BJP ally, JJP leader Dushyant Chautala has written to the governor demanding a floor test in the State Assembly. Mr. Chautala's move follows Wednesday's political storm when three independent MLAs withdrew their support from the BJP-led coalition government and promised support for the Congress party. In a letter addressed to the governor of Haryana, Bandaru Dattatreya, Mr. Chautala said that the recent resignations and withdrawals of support have left the ruling BJP alliance teetering on the brink of a minority status. Quote, "I urge you to direct the appropriate authority to immediately call for a floor test to determine majority of the government," unquote, said Mr. Chautala's letter to the governor. Meanwhile, Aftab Ahmed, Congress leader and deputy leader of opposition in the Haryana Assembly, has asked for time to meet the governor and claimed as the BJP has lost majority, precedent rule should be imposed in the state. There are currently 88 members in the 90-seat Haryana Assembly. BJP now has 40 MLAs with 3 independents. Congress has 30, while the JJP has 10 and 3 more independents, leaving one from Lok Hit Party and INLD each. In an additional jolt to Bharatiya Janata Party in Haryana, Karni Sena member and BJP leader Surajpal Ammu has resigned from the party. In his letter to President JP Nadda, he writes that being a Kshatriya, he can no longer be a part of the BJP, which he alleged is anti-Kshatriya. However, the chief minister of 2 months, Nayab Singh Saini, remains unperturbed by these developments and claims Congress can play whatever it wants. Janta is with BJP. Speaking with the media, he said, and I quote, "Haryana will bloom with all 10 lotus flowers to gift to PM Modi," unquote, referring to the 10 Lok Sabha seats in the state. And next, Air India Express has fired at least 30 cabin crew a day after nearly 300 employees of the airline called in sick and switched off their phones. In the termination letter, EIX says the sick leave, quote, clearly points to a premeditated and concerted abstention from work without any justifiable reason, unquote. Yesterday, close to 100 flights were cancelled as a result and thousands of passengers were delayed or stranded on airports, both global and domestic. Today, around 85 flights remain cancelled. Sources suggest more jobs will be terminated as the management has given an ultimatum to the employees to join work by 4 p.m. today or face action. The crew are protesting against the Air India Express management, a subsidiary of Air India, now merged with Tata Group. They allege that many well-deserving employees were fired post-merger, while others got lower compensation or unfair treatment. The Air India Express crisis is fresh trouble for the Tata Group barely a month after its full-service carrier, Vistara, witnessed disruptions due to protests by pilots over a host of issues, including their rostering for flights and changes in their pay packages. In a statement, Air India Express has said it is making every possible effort to minimize the inconvenience caused to their guests by this unexpected situation, adding they will continue to engage with cabin crew colleagues to address any concern. However, quote, appropriate steps against certain individuals, as their actions have caused grave inconvenience to thousands of our guests, unquote, is also promised in the letter. In a letter to the management earlier, the AIX union, quote, highlighted a stark departure from their commitments. Today, the AIX union labor commissioner and the airline deliberated on the issue for over 2 hours. The union, it is learned, has said that the crew won't return to work till the sacked colleagues are reinstated. The Civil Aviation Ministry is closely monitoring the proceedings and wants quick resolution, sources have said. In a mail to Chairperson N. Chandrasekharan yesterday, Labour Commissioner Ashok Perumalla blamed the company for not offering appropriate support and that, quote, mismanagement and blatant violations of labour laws were apparent and their HR department had communicated, quote, an idiotic interpretation of legal provisions, unquote. Breaking from breaking news, lack of affordable housing is known as a housing crisis. But Japan is facing a different kind of housing dilemma. Too many empty houses. Japan has over 9 million empty homes, more than the population of New York. And CNN says it's a reflection of Japan's sharply shrinking population. Traditionally, abandoned houses known as akiya were found primarily in rural areas, but now even metropolitans like Tokyo and Kyoto are witnessing a surge in akiya. A higher older population, plummeting birth rates, and a good number of young people working overseas are the key reasons behind this housing crisis. Now back to news. And next, Russia believes the US is trying to destabilize India during the 2024 general elections. After a US Federal Commission's report criticized New Delhi for alleged violations of religious freedom, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova has said Washington lacks understanding of India's national mentality and history and continues to make unfounded accusations about religious freedoms in India. RT News, a Russian government-owned news network, reported. Moscow further trashed allegations of the involvement of an Indian official in the foiled plot to assassinate Khalistani terrorist Gurpantwant Singh Pannu, claiming Washington has no real proof of anything they allege. Zakharova called it disrespectful to India as a country and a state. Quote, the reason behind the US accusation is to unbalance the internal political situation in India and complicate the general elections, unquote. RT News quoted her as saying. The Foreign Ministry spokesperson added that Washington's actions clearly constitute interference in India's internal affairs. This comes after the latest annual report by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, which criticized India for alleged violations of religious freedom. The commission also renewed its recommendation to the U.S. Department of State to declare India, quote, a country of particular concern. The report has accused the ruling BJP of reinforcing discriminatory nationalist policies. It has also flagged the continued enforcement of UAPA, Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, and CAA, anti-conversion and cow slaughter laws, calling them religiously motivated. Randhir Jaiswal, spokesperson at the ministry last week, said that the USCIRF is known to be a biased entity with a political agenda. And lastly, Iceland has debuted the world's largest facility for extracting carbon dioxide directly from the atmosphere, marking a significant milestone in the fight against climate change. Operated by Swiss firm Climeworks, the newly operational plant has been named Mammoth. It has quadrupled the global capacity for direct air capture, or DAC. In simple words, it acts like a vacuum, sucking up the excessive carbon elements from the air using chemical processes. While existing DAC projects worldwide only manage to collectively capture around 10,000 metric tons of carbon annually, Mammoth is set to extract up to 36,000 metric tons per year once fully operational in 2024. However, the process is not received with enthusiasm by all. Speaking to CNN, the director of Fossil Economy Program at the Center for International Environmental Law has expressed concerns about carbon capture technology, stating that it is fraught with uncertainties and ecological risks. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.